A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Filled with awe and great joy, the women came quickly away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly coming to meet them was Jesus. "Greetings," he said. And the women came up to him and clasping his feet, they did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that they must leave for Galilee. There they will see me." Now while they were on their way, some of the guards went off into the city to tell the chief priests all that had happened. And these held a meeting with the elders and after some discussion, handed a considerable sum of money to the soldiers with these instructions. "This is what you must say. His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. And should the governor come to hear of this, we undertake to put things right with him ourselves and to see that you do not get into trouble." So they took the money and carried out their instructions. And to this day, that is the story among the Jews. I don't know about you, but the resurrection stories about Jesus puzzle me a bit. For the disciples of Jesus, this was the absolute climax of the Jesus story, the experience that changed a failure into a spectacular supernatural triumph. So they would want to know exactly what happened once the dead Jesus had been taken down and buried. And as one might expect, the four gospel writers agree on a number of details. They all agree the burial was in a rock tomb given by Joseph of Arimathea. Mary Magdalene seems to have been among the first to find something had happened at the tomb. And some other women, although there is uncertainty about just who those women were, and there was an empty tomb. That seems to be the really significant thing, an empty tomb. And there was a young man there, or was it two young men, or angels? And now the stories began to vary. In Mark, the young man tells Mary to report to the other disciples that they were to go to Galilee, where Jesus would meet them. Matthew follows Mark's story, but has Jesus meet Mary on her way to the others. In Luke, the appearance of Jesus is very different. First in Emmaus, then in the room with the disciples. In John, Jesus appears to Mary, who doesn't recognize him, and he tells her to report back to the disciples. I find it odd that there are these differences in the accounts of such a crucial event. There was an empty tomb, certainly, and Mary Magdalene was the first to see it and realize its significance. If the tomb was empty, then, and the penny begins to drop for Mary, and a bit later on for other people, for Peter and the rest of them. But the penny is pretty slow in dropping for some of them. Remember the travelers to Emmaus, and remember Thomas. What it says to me is that the resurrection of Christ, at its most profound level of meaning, cannot be simply narrated. It's not a simple this happened and then that happened. It's not even really a story. It's an experience that everyone must discover for themselves. And for some people, the discovery is a bolt from the blue, a theophany, a stunning revelation. For others, it comes more slowly. We may even resist the truth, as Thomas did. But it presses against our resistance. It grows into a presence that grows bigger and bigger until it envelops us. For some of us, it may remain for long, long days just a story, just a yearly pilgrimage through the scriptures that we struggle to connect to in any deep way. But then, one day, a dawning begins. A looking back in hindsight to what has been growing in us, unacknowledged, for so long, so long. Well, those early disciples had very different experiences of the risen Lord. An empty tomb was the start. Then what? A chance meeting in the garden? Some fish on a beach? Walking with a stranger in the middle of a meeting? A greeting of peace in Jerusalem? In Galilee? The Christ light may appear when and where you least expect him. And it may be uncomfortable. In today's reading, we are told that the women ran away with awe and great joy. The coming of Christ into our life can have that kind of contradictory effect. It is life-changing. And it's not the kind of thing the local authorities could either understand or condone. You never know where that kind of thing might lead. So they will try to minimize the whole thing, to sweep it under the table. But Christ's light can never be dimmed. The tomb remains empty. Easter joy.